From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. For some of us, Thanksgiving is all about the green or orange or red dishes on the table. And for vegetable inspiration, who better to turn to than the self-proclaimed leaf geek, Molly Katzen? Her vegetarian Bible, The Moosewood Cookbook, just turned 30. And her latest cookbook speaks for itself. It's titled, The Vegetable Dishes I Can't Live Without. They're simple dishes with flair, like her dramatically seared green beans, vanilla maple sweet potatoes, or Molly's quite surprising mashed parsnips. We asked Molly Katzen to cook for us long distance. She was in her kitchen just outside Berkeley, California. And we requested a dish with the lovely name Ruby Chard decorated with itself, though in this case, it's rainbow chard.
And what I've put in the pan is minced red onion, which is actually quite bright purple, and all the little stems that I cut into very small pieces. I took the leaves off the stems. I shaved them off with a sharp knife, and I minced the stems. So I've got like bright kind of orangey yellow and sort of a pinkish ruby color. And if you cook it really briefly over very high heat, and really just less than a minute with the heat turned very high, the color just brightens up. It's just a big color enhancement. If you leave it on the stove too long, the color starts to drain out, but just the right amount of time in a very, very hot pan, the colors just pop. It cooked really quickly, and so now I'm transferring it into a bowl.
You have a great instruction in this recipe, which I love, which is that you don't have to clean the pan in between the different sautéings that you're about to do.
That's what I do. I try to anticipate what's going to be the barrier for my readers, what's going to allow them either to decide or not decide not to make my recipe. And I realize if there's a three-stage cooking process, so, just be funky and use the same pan over and over. So I just, after emptying out the stems and onions into a bowl, I put the pan back on the heat without cleaning it. And I'm going to deglaze it with some balsamic vinegar. What deglazing means is means you put a liquid into a pan in which you've just sautéed something, and it picks up all the little leftover tidbits that stuck to the pan, plus some of the oil that was in the pan. So in effect, what we're doing is we're cleaning the pan with vinegar, which then reduces from exposure to the heat. It evaporates down and becomes thick, and balsamic is delicious when it reduces down, and that creates a sauce.
Now, will any old balsamic vinegar do? Some is really cheap, and some can be really expensive.
One of the really nice things about reducing balsamic vinegar is that just miraculously, the cheaper and the lower grade the vinegar, the better it works in this deglazing process. So isn't that good news?
That's great news.
Otherwise, because you're taking it down to like less than 50% of its original volume, and that could get pricey. So I'm putting that now. I proceeded to not clean the pan again, and I'm putting it back on the stove.
Well, let me just recap here in case we're losing track. So you've sautéed the stems, you have reduced balsamic vinegar, and you've poured that over the stems.
Yes, and the stems had onion in them too.
Right, with onion. And now you're about to cook the leaves, right?
Right, so I once again did not clean the pan. It went back on the stove. I'm heating it again, and I'm putting a little more olive oil into the pan. And now it's picking up those very well done morsels of stem and onion, and it smells incredible, by the way. So I'm putting the charred leaves that I removed from the stems into that hot olive oil. You can hear how hot it is.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to cook so fast, you don't want to answer your phone. You don't want to move any distance away from your stove because these are going to cook in just less than a minute. And what helps them along is a little bit of salt while they're cooking. It sort of speeds up the cooking process and helps them to wilt. And also brings out their flavor.
And how do you know when they're done?
You can tell by the visual. They're going to wilt down. It's kind of your own judgment call. When they look done to you, when they look like something you really want to just, stick your own fork in and just start eating, then they're done. This is one of those dishes that you want to have. You want to serve it just straight off the stove. And I have a plate ready, and I am using a yellow plate. I want to make this look really nice. And the yellow plate will set off the dark greens, and it'll also bring out the yellow stems of the rainbow chard. Here comes the truly fun part, is I'm taking the cooked stems and onions in that vinegar reduction, and I'm adding it to the top of the leaves, so it's this pile of beautiful colored units, these gems, on top of the leaves.
So the leaves are on the bottom, the stems go on top, and you say if you want to, if you feel inspired, you could put some toasted pine nuts on top.
Absolutely.
Molly, do you want to taste a leaf? Does it
I
have some
would love
crunch?
to. I've cooked on the radio before, but I have to say I've never eaten on the radio, so this is a new experience here. Wow. It's actually quite wonderful. Love it. The vinegar became very sweet. Excuse me, I'm talking with my mouth full here.
You're allowed. You're allowed.
Melissa, I wish you could see this. It's so bright and colorful.
Well, I feel like I can see it.
Oh, good. Chard is a very subtle green. Some of the dark leafy greens are pretty, how shall we say, serious tasting. But chard has more of a sense of humor than, say, kale or collard. It's a very subtle flavor, kind of sweet, especially sweet with this balsamic reduction in the barely cooked red onions on top.
Can we talk briefly about the Brussels sprout?
I love Brussels sprouts.
I
I'm
do
so glad
too.
you want to talk about them.
Well, I was looking at your recipes and you have a bunch of them, and some are a little bit fancier, nothing too fancy, but I think the one that appeals to me the most just has Brussels sprouts and olive oil and maybe, if you want it, maybe some salt, but that's it.
It's amazing that you mentioned that because I actually made this for dinner last night, and I'm going to go to my refrigerator now and take it out and describe to you what it looks like. Because
Okay.
in fact, it's fantastic when it first comes out of the oven, but it's also really great colder at room temperature. And for people who are opposed to Brussels sprouts and just are just can't quite warm up to them,
Who
this
are
is a
these
great
people?
way to start because roasting them in a very hot oven, I like to use a 450-degree oven. It caramelizes them, and they get sweet and kind of singed around the edges. Those little leaves of Brussels sprouts, the kind of tightly packed little ball of leaves that they are, they kind of fall off a little bit and crispen in the oven and become like little chips. I mean, I like to roast just about any vegetable, but Brussels sprouts especially are a revelation, especially for people who just don't think they could ever like them.
Yeah. And most of the recipes in the new book are pretty much pure ingredients, pretty simple stuff. And you would be hard pressed to find a whole lot of cream or cheese or certainly marshmallows in
Oh,
this
no
book.
marshmallows. Although when I was a child, I used to enjoy them on my sweet potatoes, I have to admit. But it's really important to me that these recipes be simple, that they not have too much dairy or not be too masked in sauces. Just a few very simple and accessible touches. Any kind of roasted nut oil is good. Touches of fruit, nuts and herbs, different uses of garlic, but really straightforward. These recipes are really my attempt to attract as many people as I can to having a lot of vegetables on their plate and to really enjoy that.
Well, Molly Katzen, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Melissa.
Molly Katzen, talking to us from her kitchen in Northern California. And at npr.org, you can find three recipes from Molly Katzen's book, The Vegetable Dishes I Can't Live Without, recipes for ruby chard decorated with itself, crispy-edged roasted Brussels sprouts, and vanilla maple sweet potatoes. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.